It's about whose allegiance we give our, who we give our allegiance to is the point. So he says he thinks this is a false reality, and I agree. I think it's a constructed reality. He says it's created to hide what's really happening in the government. Now, there we part company, me and Mr. Salone, continuing. So in reality, here, you're not negotiating, and I do agree with that. Okay, I'll stop interjecting. Straightforward, okay, let's just read him straight. It's created to hide what's really happening in the government. So in reality, here, you're not negotiating. Everything is being solved outside of the COP in small meetings at very high level, and a final agreement is going to come from outside. I would say that after being here, I know that you spend a lot of time, you think that you're creating a change by changing a comma, changing a word, but in reality, this is not changing the agreement. I firmly believe, but you see, I have to interject again, you see that the implicit message there is that if you could change the agreement, you would actually be doing something. You would be imposing constraints on governments that would then have an effect on the ultimate result of improving the situation. Continuing. I firmly believe that only if we have a very, quoting Mr. Salone, I firmly believe that only if we have a very strong social mobilization, social pressure, like the one we had in New York, 400,000 persons marching. That is more, and then the interviewer said, the People's Climate March in September, and he agrees. Yes, the People's Climate March. That is more important than what you can do lobbying here. What we need to do is not only have a march, like in New York, the People's Climate March, that says, take action, but we have to be more concrete. What kind of action do we want? And the issue is that, and of course his concrete is not what I mean by concrete. He means a more concrete policy. What kind of action do we want? And the issue is that here we are discussing about greenhouse gas emissions, but we don't discuss here about extractive industries, about fossil fuel that has to be left under the soil. So how are you going to address climate change if you only discuss the issue of the temperature, but not the issue of the fossil fuels? You get the sense that power is already extracted enough, it thinks. Even it maybe recognizes that it's not profitable cracking open to get into those deposits, and they can't make a profit on it. So, you know what I mean? It's like, but who cares, right? What is our, who cares what their machinations and reasoning for them are in our strategic planning, for the purposes of our strategic planning. Continuing. We have to be more concrete, says Mr. Salone. What kind of action do we want? So he says we have to address the fact that fossil fuel should be left under the soil. So how are you going to address climate change if you're not addressing the issue of fossil fuels? If we want to address climate change, and if President Morales is going to lead the defense of Mother Earth and the rights of Mother Earth, we have to have a transition to get out of extractivism. We cannot base our economy in extractivists. And I want to comment on this. We must pay close attention to the language that is granted a broadcast voice. What is at risk? We're being told our quote-unquote economy. Who is the enemy? The extractivists, a word we keep hearing over the airwaves. And he ends by pointing the finger at Bolivia. At Bolivia, and then later we're going to hear at Ecuador too. I.e. away from the world market, quote unquote, away from the system. On the contrary, it's the world economy that's at risk. The world economy that must be protected. For if we don't protect it, how can it, in turn, provide for us? So the framing disarms and defeats us before we can even start. The core countries develop. Now it's only fair. The periphery must be allowed. The same goodies. The periphery must be allowed to develop, quote unquote, its economy. And so it must be allowed to progress, advance the quality of life for its citizens.